Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you fill your servant with the Holy Spirit so that as he teach, so that he can teach your word clearly to your children. And as we walk in this narrow way, we won't be disappointed. We still can put our hope in you, although you do not answer our prayer right away. But we have put our hope in you. Continue to put our hope in you until you deliver us, until you help us. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So in here it say, my soul faint with longing for your salvations, but I have put my hope in your word. In other words, whenever you put your hope in the word of the Lord, and then you pray to God, God will answer you, not right away, God will answer you eventually. So do not lose hope and continue to seek his face. Verse 81, he said, my soul faint with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. There are four different circumstances the psalmist say, I have put my hope in your word. In 74, may those who fear you rejoice when they see me, because I have put my hope in your word. When you put your hope in God's word, those who fear you and see you, they will rejoice. Why? Because they eventually see blessing from the Lord upon you. So when you put your hope in the word of the Lord, the people surround you will get blessing. They will be happy. They will rejoice because they eventually see blessing upon you. You understand? And verse 84, although you faint, you still put hope in the word of the Lord. So eventually, the Lord will strengthen you. Verse 174, what did the Bible say? I have put my hope in your word. When you have put hope in the word of the Lord's word become your refuge. His word become your shield. That's why he can say with boldness, saying to the wicked people, away from me, you evildoer, so that I may obey his word, his decree, his command, the command of the Lord. You understand? 147, the psalmist say, if you have put hope in the word of the Lord, you become the man of prayer. That's why the psalmist say, I rise before dawn and cry out to you, because I have put my hope in your word. So what have you learned? When you put hope in his word, you become a man of prayer. But remember that when you pray, he will not answer you right away, but eventually he will answer you. You understand? He will not answer you right away, but eventually he will answer you. You got that? So you write down verse right beside 81. You write down 74, 114, 147. Is it right? All these four Bible verses talk about, I have put my hope in your word. When you have put your hope in God's word, you will not be put to shame. Eventually, when you pray according to his word, He will deliver you and He will answer you. Although you faint right now with His, faint with longing for His salvation, although He hasn't delivered you, but eventually He will save you. He will deliver you. Verse 82. My eyes fail. Not only his faint, not only his soul faint, his eyes fail too. Because he didn't see that. He didn't see the promise of the Lord be fulfilled in front of him. So that's why he said, my eyes fail looking for your promise. You write it down right beside 82. You write down 123. My eyes fail looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Isn't it? Isn't it, Joyce? 123 and 82. My eyes fail looking for your promise. And then in 123, my eyes fail looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. What 81, 82, 123 are trying to say to us, when you pray, you won't see His deliverance right away. That's why your eyes fail. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Joshua? It's not because he refused to listen to you. He listened to you. He wants you to wait. He wants you to wait with expectation. He wants you to wait with hope. That's why you have to put your hope in His word. You understand? Is 81, 82 is the word of the Lord? Is it? So that's why the psalmist say, I have put my hope in your word. I learned from your word. Now I know that. Sometimes you answer prayer right away. Sometimes you answer prayer, you wait. You expect us to wait for a long time. Did anyone remember Gospel of John chapter 5? How long this fellow wait before he get healed? 38 years. You know, in Acts chapter 3, something like that. That fellow, he was paralyzed. He has been waiting for how long? 40 years. Eventually, he get delivered. You understand? You know, if all these, what you call Gospel of John chapter 5 is New Testament. Acts chapter 3 is New Testament teaching, right? And yet, we overlooked that. We didn't realize these people has been waiting for 38 years. These people has been waiting for 40 years. And we think what? When they cry out to Jesus, Lord, save me. Lord, heal me. I want to see. And all of a sudden, they become healed, right? But the fact of the matter is, they've been waiting for 40 years already. You understand? My soul faint with longing for your salvation. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? I say, when will you comfort me? That means the Lord hasn't comforted him yet. Isn't it? The Lord hasn't answered his prayer yet. Isn't it? That's why he say, when will you comfort me? And then 83, what did he describe? Though I'm like a wineskin in the smoke. Did anyone know what he really mean by I'm like a wineskin in the smoke? Do you know what it really mean? I am like a wineskin in the smoke. If you put a wineskin in the smoke, wineskin is already very dry already. Wineskin is containing what? Wine, right? Wine is alcohol, right? Okay? So if it's a new wine, the wineskin will stretch out. Okay? Just about to burst, to crack. You understand? But if you put a wineskin in the smoke, you dry out the surface, you see a lot of crack. You know how to maintain the leather. Shining. You put oil in the leather, in the skin, to make it moist, right? But if you put wineskin in the smoke, it become very dry. When we cry out to God, when we're in trouble, when we pray to God, and God hasn't answered your prayer, you feel what? You feel very dry. You understand? And but the psalmist say, though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decree. I still remember your word. What did his word say? God is the God who answers our prayer at all times. Could someone read it to me? Psalm 65 verse 2. Oh, you answer prayer, to you all men should come. God is a God who answer prayer. Especially he answer prayer to his son. Sally, could you read it?
Oh, you hear prayer, to you all men will come.
We should all come to him and cry out to him because he hear prayer. You understand? Though I'm like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decree. Could you write down 65 verse 2? 65 verse 2, that is God's decree. He answered prayer. Although you feel dry, you've been praying for a long time, and yet he hasn't answered you. So what should you do? Etta? Keep praying. That's exactly, you write that down in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray continuously, and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Christopher, could you read that? 1 Thessalonians, write that down. Write that down in verse 83. Write down 1 Thessalonians, T-H-E-S-S. Chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. And Wesley, next time, you better bring a pen. Don't bring an ink. It's an ink, right? And because later on, this one, gonna go through this one and get the damage. Get a pencil. You understand?
Okay.
Could someone read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18?
Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks to all circumstances, for this is God's will.
Be joyful always. Pray continuously. Pray continuously. Why do you have to pray continuously? If after you pray once and he answers your prayer, why do you have to pray continuously at her? That means when he asks you to pray continuously, that means when he asks you to pray unceasingly, that means he will not answer you right away. Most of the time, he will not answer you right away. That means he expects you what, Sadi?
To keep praying.
Until what?
Until he answers you. That
is it. After he answers you, you turn prayer into praise and give thanks to him. You understand? So write that down there. Write down in verse 83. Psalm 119, beside 83, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Okay? Verse 84, the psalmist say, when he say, let me see, 84, how long must your servant wait? That means he knows. He has been waiting for a long time already. How much longer? Right? So is my interpretation correct? 81, 82, 83, now 84. He said to the Lord, how long must your servant wait? As the servant of God, we all have to wait for his deliverance after we pray. You understand? How long must your servant wait? When will you persecute? When will you punish my persecutors? So what did his persecutor do to him? 85. The arrogant digs pitfall. The arrogant dig pitfalls for me. He set trap for me. He want me to fall into the trap. He want to destroy my life. But I have not forsaken your precept. If I have not forsaken your precept, and I know you will not forsake me, you will not allow me to fall into the trap, fall into the pitfall, the arrogant dig for me. You understand? And he cried to God, he let God know about that. And he believed in God's word. That's why in 86, he said, all your commands are trustworthy. I believe in your word. I know you answer prayer according to your command. I know you will punish the wicked people according to your command. So that's why I say all your commands are trustworthy. But you punish my persecutor at your own time, in your own way. Although I cry out to you, you may not answer me the way that I want, but you answer in the best way. You understand? At the right timing too. And so that's why the psalmist say in 86, all your commands are trustworthy. All your commands are trustworthy. All. Okay? You write that down in 86, write down 140. Your promises is plural. That means all your promises have been thoroughly tested. Therefore, your servant loved them. Isn't it? Psalm 140. Your promises have been thoroughly tested. Therefore, your servant loved them. All your commands, all your promises has been thoroughly tested. That's why we love them. All your commands are trustworthy. Help us. Because your command tell us you're going to answer our prayer in your time. Your command tell us that you're going to punish my persecutor in your own time. Your command tell us that you're going to deliver us. So that's why the psalmist say, help me. For man persecute me without cause. It's not because I did something wrong. Very, very lightly, the psalmist teach God's people with God's word. And yet God's people persecute him. Just like the prophet, when a prophet in the Old Testament teach God's word to his people, like Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and what they end up, God's people kill them, dig pitfall for them, persecute them. And where's the psalmist say, all your commands are trustworthy, help me, for men persecute me without cause. 87. When they persecute him, they almost wipe them from the earth. Almost kill them. Unfortunately, listen to me very, very carefully. Unfortunately, those who tell you the truth is the one you hate. Why? Because we are wicked. I repeat that again. What did I just say, Wesley? Don't just say we are wicked. Why we are wicked? Wicked in what way? What did I just say? Christopher, what did I just say? How come we are wicked? Let's say you like to play computer game. Let's say you like to watch TV. And your parents tell you, stop watching TV. Are you glad that he said that to you, or you feel sad? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You feel happy that your parents tell you to stop watching TV? Say, thank you for letting me know. What do you say? Are you happy that he tell you not to watch TV? What happened if he say to you, Christopher, you are allowed to watch TV during the school time, anytime you like. You are my friend. Do you like that kind of friend? Come on, don't lie to me. Michael? You like this kind of...
No?
No? Are you sure? Do you like to watch TV? No, you don't have to look at your mom. You just tell me the answer. Do you like to watch TV?
Sometimes.
What happens if your mother tells you, stop watching TV, go back to memorize Bible verses? You say, oh, I'm glad you reminded me. I'm happy to do it. Or are you going to show a long face to your mom? Are you going to show a long face to her? Yes or no? So that means you're wicked then, right? That's exactly what happened to those God's people. When they hear the word of the Lord from the prophet, they're not happy about that. They're arrogant people. Do you know what happened to the arrogant? Verse 21. You rebuild the arrogant, who are cursed and who stray from your command, who stray from your word, right? We love to watch TV. When someone tells us not to watch it, we feel upset. We're going to persecute that guy, kill him, take pitfall for him, so that we won't hear him anymore. That's why in the church, Apostle Paul tells us, speak the truth in love. Now in the church, a lot of people, they don't speak the truth. You know why? Because when you speak the truth, they say, you hurt me. What do you mean you hurt you? When I tell you to stop watching TV, do I hurt you? Do I do you harm? Or do you good? And how come you show a long face? So next time, I'm going to ask your mom, if you watch TV, you show a long face, I'm going to pray to God and ask God to punish you. I'm going to pray in verse 84, how long must your servant wait? When will you persecute when will you punish my persecutor? I tell him the truth. I become his enemy now. He hates me because I tell him the truth. But where's the psalmist say, I hate double-minded man. I hate falsehood, but I love your law. We are just the other way around. When someone tells you the truth, you don't like it. That means we are wicked. We need to turn around. We need to repent. We need to ask God for forgiveness. Verse 9, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. verse 11. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. If we don't have the word of God within our heart, when someone tells us the truth, or we say, oh, I get hurt. He hurt me. He hurt my feeling. He did you good. You didn't even know. Who should repent? The pastor repent or you should repent? Who? When someone tells you the truth, who should repent? If there's someone who tells you the truth should repent, that means he tells you falsehood. Should he repent? Who should repent? Christopher? When we show a long face, when we show our displeasure to the speaker who tells us the truth, we should repent. You understand? So verse 87, the arrogant people who stray from God's law, who are cursed, they don't love the word of the Lord. When they hear that, they say, oh, I'm hurt. So we're going to wipe him out. That's why the psalmist say, they almost wipe me from the earth. But I have not forsaken your precept. Why would you allow them to destroy my life? You understand what I'm trying to say? I'm doing your work. So, Daniel and Christopher, if the Lord blessing is upon you, if his unfailing love come upon you, 10 years later, maybe 20 years later, you become the pastor, remember one thing. When you tell the truth, your congregation will not like you. You can test that. Hopefully 20 years later, you have children, right? You try to tell the truth to your children. Stop watching TV. It's no good to watch TV. Then how do you feel? And tell me how do you feel when your mom tells you something that you like to do and then you say, stop doing that. You say, Mom, let me give you a big hug. I like the way that you say it to me. Or you say, your attitude is wrong. Your voice, your tongue is no good. You blame on someone else except yourself. You understand what I'm trying to say? We are wicked in such a way. We want to wipe people out. You understand what I'm trying to say? Wait until you become a parent, then you know what I mean. Wait until you become a pastor, then you know what I mean. Okay? They almost wipe me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precept. And then in 88, the psalmist cried out to the Lord, preserve my life. Don't let them wipe me out from the face of the earth. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your love. According to your love is according to your command, because all your commands are trustworthy. Because your commands told me that you're going to answer my prayer when I cry out to you in your time. Your command tell me that you're going to destroy the wicked. Write down, right beside the command, all your command, you write down verse 119. All the wicked of the earth, all the arrogant of the earth, all the ruler that who is proud, all these people, you discard like dross. Therefore, I love your statue. You understand? That's God's command. That's why we love. That's why it's trustworthy. In Psalms, saying in verse 88, preserve my life, O Lord, according to your love. If you preserve my life, I will obey the statute of your mouth. I will continue to obey your word. And I will continue to teach your word. I will continue not to please people, but to please you. Do you think it's right for parents to teach children to obey God's word? Michael? What did I just say? Now you're daydreaming, you know. I look at your eyes, I know you are. Wait, just 5 seconds ago, where did you go? You go to somewhere else. Where did you go? Well, that's what I mean. You're not listening to me. Wesley, what did I just say?
You asked us if it is good for the parents to teach the children about the Word of God.
You hear that? Tell me what did he just say? Can't understand. Wesley, stand up. Do it again with a loud voice.
He asked us if it was good for the parents to teach the children about the Word of God.
Is it the right thing to do? So what if your parents tell you not to watch TV? Spend more time in reading the Bible. How do you feel? Is it right to do it? Is it right? Are you sure? Really? So next time, if your parents tell you to watch, to read the Bible, what should you say to your mom?
I will read the
Bible. Stand up. What did you say?
I will read the Bible.
No, I tell you how to say. Say, Mom, I love you. Thank you for reminding me. I now read the Bible. Say that again. That's right. It makes a lot of difference, right? And then, when you read the Bible, you go to Ephesians chapter 6. When you honor your mothers, honor your father, what happened? Blessing will come upon you from the Lord, and you will live a long life. Right? Right? Right. So the psalmist say, "Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your love, and I will obey the statute of your mouth." You ask God, when you're in trouble, because of righteousness, when you're in trouble because you did something wrong, when you're in trouble because of Jesus, because Jesus tells you to do it, you do it, and people will not like you. Okay? And then you continue to ask God to deliver you. So, Wesley, could you tell me what have you learned today in these 8 Bible verses from 81 to 88? When you pray, what happened?
God will answer your prayer immediately, but he'll answer it eventually.
Say it again. When you pray?
God won't answer your prayer immediately.
He will not answer you immediately, right? And then? What's the reason why he won't answer you immediately?
To see that if you still have faith in him. And then if he sees that you've done doom, then to answer.
So what else have you learned when you pray?
That
what happened if when you see the one who persecute you? Those who persecute you are prosperous, they're successful, they're healthy, and yet you are sick, you're poor. Then what would you do?
Pray.
How do you pray? Which Bible verse do you use?
84.
Oh, wow, smart guy. So tell me, what's 84 saying?
How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors?
Okay. Wow, smart guy, eh? How long must your servant wait? Your servant has been waiting for a long, long time. Isn't it? How much longer?
Sometimes 38 or 40 years.
Wow. Oh, you have pretty good memory. Today you pay a lot of attention. You know what, Wesley? You think I forgot? I didn't forget. But today, since you memorized the Bible verses, I didn't ask you for a computer program. I have pretty good memory. You didn't give it to me. Don't ever think I forgot, right? Do you think that I forgot? You love that very much, eh? See? I know that. That guy. Oh, you love the computer program so much. When a Pastor John asks you to give, you don't give. But you thought... Your mom already took it from you. Okay, that's good. I'm going to check it with your mom. Okay? You know what? Today you pay so much attention, I feel proud of you. You know what? These Bible verses will help you a lot when you're in deep trouble. When you're in deep trouble, when you pray, He will answer you, not necessarily immediately. Sometime immediately, sometime not immediately, sometime wait for a long time. He let you suffer a little bit so that your life be changed. Do you remember what 67 say? Before I was afflicted,
I went astray, but now I obey your word.
That's right. Do you remember what 71 say? It is good. 75,
I know, Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me.
92, did you memorize up to 92?
Yeah.
If your law has not been my delight,
if your law had not been my delight,
I would have
perished in my affliction.
The reason why I'm not perishing in my affliction, because I delight in your word. I know all your commands are trustworthy. You will punish my persecutor in due time. You will answer my prayer eventually. And you will deliver me. That's why I love your word, and I wait in expectation. How long must your servant wait? When will you persecute? When will you punish my persecutor? You understand? Is this beautiful? Did you get help? You know what? Let me tell you one thing. You can attend all Bible study. If you don't memorize Bible verses, it will do you no good. You have to start memorize it. You memorize it. When you're in difficulty, you can draw it all out and use it. You understand what I'm trying to say? You got that? Do you know what the psalmist say? It is time for you to act. For your law is being broken. Because I love your command more than gold, more than pure gold. For I delight in your precept. For I consider all your precept right. I hate every wrong path. Where is it?
One twenty-six to 128.
I tell you, after we memorize Psalm 119, we will go on to memorize Ephesians, the entire sixth chapter of Ephesians. It will do you a lot of good. And today, when I memorize, the Lord tell me something that I did not know before. until we finish Psalm 119, and I'm going to tell you what the Lord has taught me. Okay? Deal? Continue to memorize God's word. It will do you good. Okay? So David, tell me where you're up to.
One six.
Okay. Tell me, what's 105?
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
Very good. 104.
I gain understanding from your precepts.
Therefore,
I hate every wrong path.
Wow! Give me 5. You're a good boy. I like that. Hey, I want you to be pastor too. So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for these children who come to you, not just to learn, but to love your word. And they have hidden your word within their heart, and I know you're going to guide them all the days of their life. And I pray that you protect them. Keep them from all harm, preserve their life, and they will obey the statute of your mouth. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.